Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sam Pamplemousse.
Tom McCaw.
How are you, mate?
I'm alright still.
How's your salt and vinegar? What were they? The Max. How are they?
I'm falling in love with them again.
Oh, yeah.
They're okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good on
I've
you.
Gone through the 7 stages of grief.
Yeah.
And I've come to terms with the fact that I chose them for the island. Yeah. And they're fine, thank you very much.
Okay. Good. I'm glad.
Good.
So allow me to introduce our crisp, jangling castaways for this week. Note I pluralised there, Sam.
Oh, does that mean there's more than one?
Yes, castaways are prolific, to say the least. Between them, they are not only revered stand-up comedians, journalists, writers, presenters, and authors, but they are also podcast gods.
Ooh, yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'm talking that. Number one on iTunes level of deity.
Oh, my God.
Kids and family.
Yeah,
and
family. Wow, still. They're currently currently embarking on a UK tour with their live show, as well as recording their fortnightly podcast. They're also off to telly. It is, of course, Ellie Gibson and Helen Thorne, a.k.a. the Scummy Mummies.
Welcome back.
Hooray! Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited.
Welcome. I'm so sorry that you are here on the island, because it inevitably means that some tragedy has befallen you.
Yeah,
and you've been washed ashore.
Yeah, we always travel separately on planes, obviously.
Mm, like the Royals.
Yeah, because if we go on one plane, there's a crash. So we travelled separately on two planes, and sadly, they collided.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
Over the island.
What
are
the odds?
What were the
chances?
Yeah. It's very thin odds we would be here, and that we would know each other.
Exactly. What are you doing here?
Well, we'll get into that.
Oh, good.
But firstly, we want to talk to you about crisps and snacks.
Crisps and things.
Crisps and maize-based snacks.
Oh, excellent.
It's like Bear Grylls Crisp Island. Is it the island with crisps? Is that the thing?
Yeah, pretty essentially, yeah. The island, but yeah.
And when we run out of crisps, do we get to eat each other?
You don't run out of crisps.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Although I am watching the Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix, which has got Drew Barrymore in it. I don't know how I'm watching it.
You've got a telly set.
No, I'm imagining it. I'm imagining there's a show on Netflix called the Santa Clarita Diet, and it's pretty freaking gory. Drew Barrymore becomes undead and then start killing and eating people.
Oh.
But it's proper gory, but really light.
Okay.
But I don't know why I brought that up.
Thanks, Sam.
You mentioned cannibalism.
Yeah. Well,
it's a big turn on of mine.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite topics.
Same here.
Yeah.
I just love thinking about it. But but the crisps are never ending. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
This is a magical island.
It is.
There's myself and Sam. There's a few other castaways scattered about.
Mm-hmm.
Jade Adams is here.
We've got a seal called For Freshness.
Seal For Freshness.
Ed
Gamble is here.
Ed Gamble's here.
With only limited insulin.
Yeah, he may well have popped off by now.
Yeah, I don't think,
Yeah.
It's quite a lot of carbohydrate in his snacks.
Last week.
Yeah.
I've been worse than lukewarm insulin.
I've never had it, but I'd imagine you'd want it cold. Yeah. Going into your veins warm is a bit like, just a bit icky, tepid.
So, basically, what occurs upon our magical island, you get three eternity crisps.
Oh, yeah.
I've not heard you call them that, Tom.
Right, I've just coined it.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to also offer you up a special mystery dip.
Ooh, I love a dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well as...
Not since university.
Yes.
As well as a soft drink.
Oh, you're teasing me, guys. You're teasing me with soft drinks and dips.
Should we crack on with our first choice of crisps?
We should point out that because there's two of them, we are actually going to have to motor a little bit because they're going to go for three bags each.
Yep.
Six crisps. It's the most crisps we will have had on the podcast.
Amazing.
So far.
All right, we'll be double quick.
All right.
Who wants to go first?
Can I go first?
Absolutely.
Because you were talking about rings, so I thought I would start with Cheezels.
Oh.
This is harking back to my Australian childhood.
This is your culture.
This is fingerlicious fun. I mean,
again,
Cheezels.
We all like that.
What was her name? Natalie?
Her name was Helen, which made it weird. It's nothing like shouting your own name as you climax. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, like you've never done that since.
Helen!
Cheezels is a word. As soon as I saw that bag, I thought, cheezels? I thought, that's a good word.
Yeah.
But it just only rhymes with weasels.
It does.
Measles.
That's what came to my
measles
mind.
You've got
nice.
Measles. I've got weasels.
Teasels. Teasels are like a plant thing, aren't they?
Teasels
are a plant.
Teasels?
They're like a sticky, like a Velcro plant.
So teasels are a ring-based cheese snack that you put on your fingers. This is a rites of passage as an Australian. These used to get handed out at children's birthday parties, and you've got to see the colour.
Oh.
It's like an orange, and you put them on your fingers, and you'd pass them around, and that's how you would eat them. So you have to put them on your fingers first.
You're like hula hoops, but these are like
hula hoops
made out of monster munch dough.
Yeah. They're maize.
And the best cheese you'll ever have.
Oh. I'm going to open them up here on the beach.
Oh, they absolutely stink.
Oh, bloody no. Can I tell you, I went shopping the other day and I bought all the milk and I fell out the bag, a 4-pinter of whole milk. And so I put it in the back of the car where you keep like the oil and the washing fluid.
Mm. The bin bags, the rope,
stuff. I completely forgot about it. And I noticed the car was smelling like Watsits, but I knew the kids had hula hoops or something. So I thought it was that.
Mm.
And it was in the car for a month. And
she doesn't do off milk.
No, it was so bad. It was just... It wasn't exploded or anything, but the smell is still in there. I've had the car clean.
That's vomit. That's never going to leave.
That is a deep, deep flavour.
Isn't it?
I'm not going to lie, Helen. I feel a bit sick.
They are. But that's so cheesy. It's like...
They are so
cheesy. Do you know what it's like? It's like the cheese that you find on the grill... And you go, and you eat it like a week later. Oh.
I think I got a bad one because mine one was just all texture.
Do you know what?
What? No, Chris, and only flavouring.
It's like Watsits, but like covered in MSG and
Because I know in Australia you're allowed colourings that are illegal in the whole of the EU.
That was a good one.
That's like orange extreme. Salty,
that's sending shivers down my spine.
But this is a kid snack. You've got to realise.
It's not Ellen.
It's like we go straight to crack.
That's not for kids.
Class B drug.
Oh my god. So that's it's like wrapping your finger in like a cheese dip or something,
I can't say I love them, but I definitely hate them. I feel like I want to pour something into the middle of them.
Oh, yes.
And make them almost like a vol-au-vent.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Some sort of like cream cheese and chive dip or something.
Yes.
Like if you dip those, you could, like a swing, you could probably carry up quite a good little puddle. And
Or you could make a little necklace.
Nice. Would you say they're a nostalgic choice?
Yes, they are. Yeah. And it's a taste of my childhood. It's like on a Friday night or a kids' party, you would always have cheezels. Mm-hmm. And in the olden days, they used to come in a box, like a cereal box.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I would love to eat crisps out of a cereal box.
Yeah, man. They're an iconic Australian chip.
And I tell you
crisp.
I'm going back for another
one. You are. Yeah. Are you?
They're quite Moorish.
They are. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, there's some E numbers in there, man.
I think it's just all E numbers, actually.
621 and 635. I mean, I don't know what
621 is MSG.
635?
Yeah.
Not sure. Orange, I think.
Ferrous oxide.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. It's like getting a bit of disco dust.
But there cheese powder, only 1%.
Mm.
I think they've got good quality powder. That's all you need. Everyone else is cutting theirs.
Yum. Wow. Anyway, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You've visited Cheesetown with that.
That is Chinnabill.
I don't need to go to Australia now.
No.
You're done.
Would you say this is a bogan snack?
No, I think it's multi-class. It's classless. Everyone loves a cheezel.
Would you say it's for skinners?
What do you say? I don't even know what you're saying.
We were with Australia once and she taught us these words. And she's like,
that's a person without pubes.
Yeah.
He's a skinner.
And we never got over how funny it was. God. The idea that was what you would say to someone. Ah, shut up, you're a skinner.
A real man. Yeah. You another insult is soft cock. If you're not brave enough. Ah, you're soft cock.
I'm having that one.
It's not an insult, it's just a temporary thing.
Yeah.
Happens to everyone.
Yeah, you can get pills for that.
Well, they grew on me. What are they called again? Cheezels.
Cheezels.
Because when you eat them, you go, cheezels, Christ.
Cheezels.
And we've all got cheesy fingers, which again...
We've come out in cheezels.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh,
Ellie, would you like to introduce your first crisp choice?
Yes, I'm going to go with salt and vinegar discos. Ooh. Has no one done these before?
Mama, no.
Discos, no. There's been a lot of disco discussion.
Oh, okay.
Now, straight off the bat, I'm going to open these upside down.
As one should.
Experienced.
Okay, so the discussions we've had previously about discos.
We'll bring you up to speed on it, yeah.
Right. When they're good, they are banging.
Mm. Yeah.
But too often.
You got a good one.
Jump in, Tom.
This is a good pack. This is vintage. Oh. I just love a good one.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
When they're good.
So good.
Oh, zing-a-ding-ding. Oh.
A dairy sandwich immediately.
Oh. I like a snack that is like eating broken glass. And that, for me, is what sort of mini discos. This pack is very fresh, very strong.
Man. I've got goosebumps from the vinegar.
Yeah.
Have you had
these
before, Helen?
You've made me eat them in a service station. You're like...
That does sound like the sort of thing I would do.
Helen, you've got to eat these snacks. I'm like, whee!
Oh, man, tongue tingling.
Yeah, man. Mm. That's what a salt and vinegar needs, is that, like,
it's got to hurt. It's got to hurt, yeah.
It's got to feel medicinal.
You wouldn't eat a ready salted disco.
Oh, God, no.
What? That's a waste.
Texture-wise, I feel like what they're doing with the flavour is they've got the texture, like, look, I can't be fucked to make any different texture now. Mm. Let's just, we need to make this taste good.
Yeah.
So they've covered it in the dust. It's good dust.
Oh, it's good dust.
Yeah.
What's your history with discos?
Oh, I mean, it goes way back. I can't remember my first time.
I remember my first taste.
You know, that applies to a lot of things. I just remember eating them as a child, but it was always the zinginess, the sort of sharpness, the fact that they do feel a little bit like a punishment.
Yeah.
Which I like because I guess I'm weird. So, yeah.
It's a bit like a Russian roulette, though. If you've got a slight cut or a cold sore. Mm.
Ah! Oh, but I love a bit of that.
Oh, do you?
You think it's the cure?
If I get, like, an ulcer... Mm. I look to get a bit of disco dust and just sit there and think about all the bad things I've done in my life.
Hit me again, disco. I'm a bad boy.
If only they'd had these in medieval times, they could have saved a lot of money on whips.
Couldn't they?
For the flagellation.
I can feel it. I think that I can feel the part of my tongue that tastes salt is now. It feels like it's burnt.
Excellent.
Like it's got the texture's gone like a cat's tongue texture.
Yeah.
What we've discussed as well. If you've got infinite packs of discos, you could just harvest the dust.
I'm going
in for
you're
the
going
dust.
For a lick.
You ready?
Corner lick.
Oh.
That little bit of dust there. That's like 5 o'clock at a party on a Saturday in university.
Yeah.
Gotta make that go round.
Oh, that is hitting. Oh, yeah. You know you're alive when you hit the disco dust, don't you? I commend the choice.
So we're going, Beck Hill has made the twisties quite famous over here. She's talked often about the cheese twisty, but I'm going to Chicken Town.
Ooh.
So this is a chicken twisty. I'll just open it up. You can do some visual describing. They look like little fried turds. Alrighty. The behold the twisty.
It's like a knick-knack.
It's like a knick-knack, but there's,
Club-esque, aren't
they? Have a go.
Very much like a knick-knack. Mm. Pale in colour.
There's only so many shapes.
They're a similar colour to the scampion lemon knick-knack.
Yeah,
you can imagine that.
It's like a canoe stock cube.
Yeah.
It's
Like
chunky stock.
Yeah, quite cuppa soupy.
Yes. Yeah. It's like a fried noodly cuppa soup. But this is what got me through my hangovers in my 20s. So I'm sort of like moving through my years here. So cheeses were very much my youth, and I used to, on a Saturday morning, go and get a can of icy cold Coke and a bag of chicken twisties, and it sort me right out. It's like having noodles. Like, you know, when you have like a cup of soup, that would cure your hangover.
It's quite a big thing going from a punchy pack of salt and vinegar discos to a chicken twizzly, whatever it's called, twisty.
Twisties? Yeah, it's like a twizzly thing, but twisties,
For me, I eat it, first, second, I'm like, and then the flavour starts. It's like you know, in Indiana Jones, and he gets chased by that big ball rolling down like a tunnel.
Is this another crisp story
version.
Where you're Indiana Jones?
Yes. And you're the little Chinese kid.
I once got really stoned and bought a packet of twisties, and inside it wasn't a crisp, but like a ball of pure flavouring. And it looked
the
like...
The dream!
A brain, and we were so stoned that we just passed around and just nibbled on it, going, no, don't, just little nibbles. And we laid it last for as long as possible.
Do you think back and wonder if that was real? I believe you 100%.
Oh, it was so good though, because I couldn't, yeah, I want it to be real. Yeah. Oh, so amazing.
I've got to say though, I'm sort of enjoying them, but I just, when I eat, when I'm taking a bite, I just think, oh, it's like a nice and spicy knickknack, except it's not nice or spicy. Yeah.
Wow.
That's my problem with it.
It's chicken flavour, so I guess of the crisp world, it is like a chicken soup. It's a comforting, familiar thing. And if you've not had them before, it's probably not going to blow your socks off. But if you grew up,
it's not
them,
a punchy one. Mm-hmm. No, it's a comforting one. It's like it's a polite handshake.
Learn,
because
they don't all have to be like that.
No, they don't have to slap you in the face. No. Give you a little cuddle.
Especially if we're here, you want something to remind you of home.
Yeah.
Or do you?
Yeah, because I guess so. You're going to be thinking about it anyway.
We're stranded here for the rest of eternity.
Well, we've not worked out whether it's eternity or just till the crisp. Oh, well, the crisp won't run out. So whether we just die.
I'd be happy eating those. They're an everyday snack.
They are an everyday snack.
Yeah, they're like your cheese and pickle sandwich. Yeah.
And
because they're
quite bland, you could probably just motor through a bag of that and it would almost be like a meal.
Mm. Yeah. We're not going to die of malnutrition if we've got crisps. We've got protein,
chicken, cheese.
We've got carbs, potatoes.
Salt.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like if you ate these every day, these cheesy ones, you'd probably lose your mind or something.
Yeah, I think you'd actually turn orange. It's like when that person ate too many carrots and had too much beta carotene.
Yes.
Mm. I think that's what they'd do to you.
That person. Yeah. Is that what we're calling it now?
That person, I thought it was a character in Scrubs. That
yes, it is! Oh, it's not real life. It's Scrubs. Oh, damn it. Oh, well.
Yeah, definitely. Those cheezels, they're like...
Oh, God. Cheese or not? No, that you've dropped a
chicken twisty.
It's like a little crouton.
Leave it in there and see if it makes a soup.
Mm. Like a cold soup.
Like a chicken gazpacho. Yes. Yum. I prefer chicken tartare myself, but
that's giving me diarrhea just thinking about it.
And you've already got it because we just got back from Nepal.
Oh, no, I popped a few Imodiums before I came.
Oh, well done. So it's
good.
Glad you've shared that.
Nice for the listener.
Yeah.
You've just come back from Nepal then?
Yes. Oh, did I casually just mention that we've just come back from Nepal? Yes, we've just been in Nepal for a week with the charity Practical Action. Talking to women about, well, all sorts, really.
Yeah, so we went for a week to visit their projects, which are in the most remote and, I guess, deprived areas of Nepal. Mm. And we spent days and days in a truck visiting these amazing projects, and some were like irrigation systems for people. Others were a gravitational pulley rope system in which they could carry very heavy things right up the mountain. Otherwise, they have to carry everything on their backs. So, yeah, it was a real eye-opener to visit the projects. And also the fact that Ellie and I had to sit next to each other for 50 hours in a truck. Good times though, wasn't it?
Yeah. But then of course the planes out of Kathmandu crashed, as we were saying.
And that's how we're here.
And that solves that logic problem.
Yeah.
Did you have to perform? Did you have to get the cat suits on and perform? Or did that seem not? Did that seem inappropriate?
It did. It is. It was.
Yeah, so we do in our show, in our current show, we wear two sets of cat suits. The first set is we wear full gold cat suits. And we've had four children between us. Mm. So, you know, we're not stick thin, let's say that.
No.
So they're quite revealing, the cat suits, but they're a hit. And then we have these twat suits, which are pink cat suits modelled on vaginas.
Yes.
So, we did take the gold cat suits. We did get them out in Kathmandu, didn't we?
Yeah, we did just outside the hotel, but we felt that was tasteful.
Yeah.
Kathmandu.
But we recorded this podcast with these women in this remote mountain village. And there was a bit of confusion. I think they thought we were, because we were talking about prolapse and stuff, they thought we might be doctors. So to try and explain what we do for a living, we showed them a picture on our phone of us dressed as vaginas. And I don't think it cleared things up, to be honest. I don't think they were any clear on what we do or why anyone would give us money for that.
And why we were talking to them, why we were there, all that.
I mean, I don't even know that, to be honest.
No, I don't
like
either.
The idea, like, well, they assume we were doctors because we were talking about prolapse. And like, yeah, I don't think that's... I don't blame them for that, because, like... If we just sat around kind of talking about it, maybe
you
like...
You said you're
like,
to our village. Why are you here?
To talk about prolapse. Oh, you're doctors. Okay.
It's like spies like us when he's pretending to be a doctor and they're like... And he's got like the you know, spies like us, everyone.
I haven't seen it for 30 years. No, it's not a very good film, but anyway. I believe you.
Okay.
What's spies like us? Sean Penn?
Chevy Chase.
And one of the Aykroyds. Yes. And,
Who are the other Aykroyds?
Oh, no, that's a Belushi. Oh, it is. Blues Brothers. There's a few Belushis, isn't there?
Is there?
Not now.
Oh, yes.
There's just one.
R.I.P.
The rubbish one.
He ate too many crisps.
Right. Oh, hang on. What's that in the distance?
Oh, is it? Surely it must be.
Hello.
Oh, Steven
Seagal.
Oh, look at this, Tom. These look like Nepalese crisp-based snacks.
Oh. Proper foamy crisps.
Yeah, proper. Yeah, broad crisps.
A broad foamy crisps.
Proper broad crisps.
We've actually proper foamy crisps.
Oh my gosh, how much foamy crisps. Right, so these are called, these are from Nepal, so you guys might know something. It says food that tastes right.
Yeah, wow.
It's a start, isn't it? And they're called Dotel.
Yes.
Natural recipes, delicious. They've been a bit broken up, but that's Steven Seagal's fault.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's so clumsy.
It's definitely not because we bought a really, really cheap bag in Kathmandu that we were worried about splitting on the airplane, so we put it through the cling film machine and it just crushed everything inside the bag. It's definitely not that.
No, no.
They look like they've been prepared for a crisp sandwich. Oh, you know, when you crunch
had
the bag.
Little
or you've got dirty. Have you ever had that? You've been working on a site or something. You want to have some crisps, so you just crush them up and
you
pour
drink
them in.
Yeah. She's got mucky hands. Yeah. Not put my hands in the bag. She's going to drink crisps. Oh, you can get it.
Quite a monster munch, please. Come here.
Oh. Yeah. Love it. I always do that when I'm drinking crisps, and I always get to the drinking crisp stage too quick. So I look down and go, oh, there's all my bits. But there's like a few crisps in there, like, hey, pick me out. I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered. So you do that thing on a train, you try to drink the crisps, and you go like that. But the big ones kind of land on your lips, and they block the flow of all the bits.
No!
And it kind of goes all over your face. And oh, that's such a messy motherfucker. Right, so let's open these. So thank you, Steven Seagal.
Wow.
The ingredients list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me about, what is
let's
this?
Dip in there.
So we've got gram flour, wheat flour, edible vegetable oils. I like they've specified edible.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to ones you put in your car.
Now, is they edible vegetable oils or oils from edible vegetables?
Yep.
Or is
both.
Pulses, sugar, peanuts, potatoes, chèvre, don't know what that is, banana, ginger, coconut, cornflakes, salt, cashew nuts, spices, condiments, and flavours.
I mean, that's a blend. That sounds pretty good.
It's part smoothie, it's part...
It's like all your meals in one, like your whole day, like breakfast, lunch and dinner.
That is something you would want to put in a Nutribullet.
It's like a shit version of Ready, Steady, Cook.
Yeah.
Well, we've got the gram flour. Yeah. I brought some edible vegetable oils. Right, let's try these.
I'm excited.
Of course, the bag has been designed in a way that Western men can't open it. Seriously, we've got scissors coming.
I have heard of these crisps. Our friend Achana told us before we had the plane crash that these are like gourmet Nepalese crisps.
These are not
your bog standard
roadside. Tom, get your nose in there, mate.
They're like your kettles.
Oh, yeah.
Can you smell banana? Can you smell ginger?
It smells like a good
banana.
It smells like a really good curry.
That is not devoid. Do you know, it smells like what the little dippy things you get when you go to a curry house before you sit down.
The papadums
with the chutneys.
Don't
say Bombay mix.
Bombay mix?
No, it doesn't smell like Bombay mix. Bombay mix is poison.
Anyway, let's get into them. They're not devoid of flavour. I can tell that already.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sometimes something's all nose and no flavour.
Whoa.
Ooh, it's taking me back.
Ah! Really zinging.
A bit eggy.
It is a bit eggy.
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You said that at the exact moment. Massive guff of egg right into my palate.
It's like egg that's been sat there for a while as well.
Yeah.
You know when you come down late for a buffet breakfast?
Yeah.
It's like 9:45. You're like, oh, Jesus, I'm so hungover. And they just...
Adam's gone.
And they're just
shitting.
Just cleaning up. You get the last of the scrambled eggs. That's what these are.
Yeah, if you've got a boiled egg in it, like in a container, and you open it up, and it kind of goes oof. like a squid firing ink at you, just trying to get rid of it.
Yeah.
You're right. If you think the word eggy while you're eating it, it's worse.
My God. Oh.
You say the word egg. You can't say the word.
You can't say egg when you're eating them.
Oh.
Egg.
Oh,
no.
They're
like
spicy as well, man. They're spicy.
They're pleasingly spicy. I'm like your whole tongue is on fire.
Here. Wait, that is really spicy. I'm sorry.
The way this works is, once we've done all your crisps, you can sub these in for one of your choices. So remember that egg.
Or not.
Good.
No.
But, you know,
so, Ellie, let's do your second choice.
Okay.
Oh, God, the sulfur coming off those, mate.
My second choice is lime Doritos.
Ooh.
Yes.
Mother.
I'm going to preface this by saying these aren't actually my favourite lime crisps.
Really?
My favourite are Sainsbury's lime rip-off Doritos, which they stopped doing just after Christmas 2015.
Oh, I think it was.
Now these are the only lime tortilla I can buy, which are inferior and twice the price.
Really? So, have you written a letter?
I'm 14 a week, right. Green crayon, and my MP is getting very tired of it.
I can't open it widely.
That'll be all right.
All right, let's dip in.
I have to say, I've never tried these.
Really?
So this is my debut vibings of lime Doritos. So shall I talk you through the experience? Oh, they're limey.
They are.
Aren't they a lime hit?
Mm.
But it's sort of fine.
Lime and corn, though. Lime and corn.
Mm.
This is working.
But I would say they're a bit like my chicken one, in that they're not crazy powerful, but pleasing. And you could have many of them. But would you have them with a dip, though? I feel they're a bit plain on their own.
Yeah,
I couldn't
just
eat
a whole...
You've
got to have a dip.
I'm craving something moist.
Nice, fresh salsa, I would go with. Quite, you know me, quite spicy.
Yes.
And a Corona. That is the trifecta.
Right? Oh.
Yeah.
That's
there we are. Great.
They are good. I think if I had to get a dipping chip, it would probably be one of my top dipping chips.
Yeah.
I do like the subtlety. Normally I tend to go too much power.
Yeah.
But that little liminess is nice. And I wouldn't have it with a fresh salsa at all. Mm. I'd have it with a pot of Dorito salsa because I think that's lovely.
I like a Dorito salsa.
Again, Sainsbury's Basics salsa
really?
Is the best jar salsa.
Basics?
I'm serious, mate. The
really?
Basics tortilla are very good as well, but they're not limey, so I didn't bring them. The Basics
are
tortilla are 50p,
then.
And they're very good. And the sauce is excellent. Highly
really?
Recommend it, yeah.
All right, I'll miss that.
I would even have like a sour cream and chives dip with them as well.
That'd be nice.
Mm. Like a creamy one, but I can see more a zingy tomato-y one would be a better friend.
I think these are prawn cocktail for the 21st century.
Really?
They're a little bit
That's a brave,
sort of
exotic, bold statement.
A little bit niche. They don't really taste like the thing they're supposed to taste like.
Yes, yes.
There's a little hit of sweetness, but also a bit of acidity.
All right,
Greg Wallace.
All right. Shut your face.
Going into deep, deep sweetness.
Like
not everything's sweet, Greg. Why is everything... That lamb is sweet. Going into that rich, sweet potato. Not all sweet. Why is everything sweet?
He just likes saying it.
I like that.
It's like an angel just came in my mouth.
Let's try one more of these.
Mmm, that's good. They're very lickable as well. Mm. You know how you just want to have a little lick before you actually crunch?
You get the zing. You get the zing, but you still get that kind of... You know the Cool Original have that, like...
Yeah.
Oh, I love the Cool Original.
Hey,
shut up. Good,
this is like a Cool Original with lime, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
I can taste the Cool Original.
Cool Original's too much. It's too... It's a bit creamy. It's a bit creepy.
Do you know what Cool Original flavour is? I think
what?
It's ranch.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a buttermilk dressing. Yeah.
No?
I mean, it's none of that actually in the crisp, but...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Just to go back to prawn cocktail, can we do a like a crisp based sort of ethical etiquette question?
Go on.
With a celebrity.
Yeah.
That's you're in, right? You're in. So when you and I were filming the hit Dave TV show Dara O'Brien's Go 8 Bit, in which I appear as a game expert and you appear as yourself.
Yeah.
There were some crisps in the green room and we had Russell Kane on one day. And I had a packet of prawn cocktail Walkers, and I opened the bag, had a couple of crisps, and I went to pick up my drink or something, and I put them on the coffee table where I was standing, and Russell Kane walked over and went, oh, prawn cocktail, and picked up. He sounds like Joe Wicks now. I don't know why. And he picked up.
You've been watching a lot of Joe Wicks.
Yeah, we've watched so much. Oh my god. And he picked up the crisps off the coffee table, and he just started eating my crisps.
So you mentioned this to me before, and I was defending him.
She won't let it go.
I didn't realize you'd open the bag.
Yeah.
You pick up a bag of crisps when they're open.
Yeah.
You put those mother flippers right down.
With a person standing, you at the very least, if there's a person standing next to the open bag of crisps, you say, oh, is anyone eating these? And it wasn't like a big grab bag like this Doritos bag. It was like a little tiny child's
That's
bag.
That's a personal bag for personal use.
Yeah, exactly. A big Doritos bag, you could not keep, you could have that on a train and you could not be upset if someone else reached over and put their hand in that you'd never met. Like, the bag's too big.
It's a sharing bag. It's a sharing bag. So what are we going to do with the prawn cocktail?
I knew it.
I looked at it. I looked at it. Prawn cocktail, foof.
So we're going to have him killed? Is that what we're agreeing?
I think that's extreme.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think if he does come to Crisp Island and we do end up having to eat each other, I think he should be the first against the wall.
Again with the cannibalism. I mean, it's just you keep going back to that.
I've just seen Alive a lot of times.
Yeah, okay.
I'm really obsessed with it.
Yeah. She's really obsessed with reading Himalayan death stories.
Yeah, I read a lot.
You've got to stop this, Elliot.
A lot of death on Everest books.
You're going to dark places.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway.
Yeah, they don't mention crisps much, so it's not really good.
Okay.
I think those are a good addition to your selection. I think your dip, you'd be fine. I think if you didn't have the dip, I think after a while you'd be like, "Well, I've got these."
But you said there's dip.
Well, we've let slip there's dip.
Yeah.
Okay. You've had a dip slip.
You've had a dip slip. I've slipped my dip. Sorry, madam, I slipped my dip.
Excuse me, doctor, I've slipped a dip.
Is that a hint of lime?
Yeah,
I've just slipped my dip. Final.
Come on,
we're going.
This is a strange little
thing.
Oh, you've made me eat these before. Fucking hell.
Well, you're going again.
These are them.
Oh, I'm trying to open. So these are called shapes. So they're.
but they're only one shape. They're all hexagons.
I felt like then you were trying to educate me after a serious car crash.
Yeah. So these are hexagonal shapes. And these are called barbecue shapes. So you can get a whole variety. There are pizza shapes, chicken crimpies.
The fuck is a chicken crimpy?
I left some at your house the other day. The chicken crimpies, they've got a crimpled edge.
I'm afraid I left them in the bin.
Okay, sorry. No. Anyway, so they're meant to taste of an Australian barbecue. Again, this is a taste of my childhood, so be kind.
Do you know what they remind me of? You know, fish and chips.
The little biscuits.
I
love those.
It's the texture, like, they're more of a cracker, these, aren't they?
I nearly asked you if I could nominate those, but then I thought, oh, it's just going to cause controversy.
Well, this is part of the debate, isn't it? What is a crisp?
I think that's something like Jacobs would make. It's like, Jacobs have gone from making crackers and gone into the snack market, and that's the kind of thing they would come up with.
Well, it's not a million miles off a crinkle cut mini cheddar.
It's not a million miles away, Tom.
Which are the sort of vinegar like, vibes of them. Yeah. They blow my penis.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed them. Anyway, so these are.
Oh my god, the wolves are coming. Professionals.
You okay, professionals?
They've smelt the barbecue shapies.
That's it.
And they're. It always lures them
in. Who brought chicken crimpies to the island? Who brought the crimpies?
The dogs are not happy. So these are very famous. And a big thing happened 2 years ago in that Arnott's, who make these, changed the flavouring. Oh. And there was absolute outrage. Because these are like an Australian institution. Again, you would have these at your barbecue. Yeah.
At your wedding.
At your wedding, of course.
Do you know what? They've got a very nice dust coverage on top.
Yeah, it's good.
I've got a sneaky suspicion.
Yeah.
You just lick the dust off.
Yeah.
We could be in a good place.
I've just done it. Again, it's just like having a shot of raw cuppa soup.
Yeah.
But it's tomato-y.
Oh, do you know what?
You like that?
I like that a lot.
Yep.
I'd welcome up just for the lick.
Do you know what we used to fight over? Because again, these were in a much bigger packet than I brought today. We used to fight over who got the flavouring corner.
It's like
this should be family fights. I've one of five kids is like, who gets to lick the corner?
Oh, when the bag's finished.
Yeah.
It's like the disco bag.
Lick out, exactly.
Lick out your bag.
We could, oh my god.
Bag licking good.
We could store up all the disco dust and the dust from what they're called?
Barbecue shapes.
Barbecue shapes. And then
oh my god.
Combine the two.
No, that's like mixing Sauvignon Blanc and Chateau Neuf de Pape. You well, just ruined the
rosé.
We've all done that, Lily. Come on.
But we're here forever.
Yeah.
And
we've got to try something.
We might as well, eh?
Such good dust. Anyway.
It's lovely dust.
That is good
it's
dust.
It's tomatoey. It is like a tomato cup of soup.
Yeah.
Like a zingy.
But
the
cracker itself is kind of cheesy. So you've got the cheese in the background.
Yeah. I can't get on with them at all.
Not a fan?
No, no. Don't care if they are hexagonal.
It's plain that you can see, Ellie.
It does say that on the bag. Yeah. It actually says. It's amazing.
But as a sentence, soupy, shapes, flavour, you can see. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, not at all. But that's Australians for you.
Once you've licked the flavour off, that's it, really. There's
it's like a shit Jacob's cracker, isn't it?
The flavour doesn't run through. They haven't marinated the crisp.
No. It's quite hard. It's quite tricky.
It's just sat on top, the flavour. Yeah. But it's a generous flavour. Lovely. I like it.
I would give it 5 out of 5 for lickability.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I'd say it's the most lickable crisp I've ever eaten.
Would you?
What? Ooh, I mean, a bold statement.
Name a more lickable crisp.
Discos.
Are you going to lick a disco?
Are you?
Let's lick a disco.
Lick a disco.
Let's have a lick
off. That's how you eat discos.
Lick a disco.
Rub it on your tongue and there's always a slightly better side.
Is
you
that?
I need to lick a disco.
Flavorsome.
It does help. I've got an enormous tongue.
That's amazing.
I just got hit. Yeah.
I have got a massive tongue, so I can fit a whole disco on my tongue.
That's not a lot.
Oh, gang.
Oh my god, that's not the last time I'm going to eat one of those.
That's how you eat a disco, you pussies.
Oh,
do you know what? The idea of licking the salt off a disco and then discarding the disco makes me feel like a millionaire.
Burning money all over again.
Yeah.
Oh god, that's so good. Yeah, that is the way to eat a disco.
You're fucking welcome. That's how you eat a disco. Congrats. I can't believe you've not. I can't believe you've never done that.
No, because I'm always hungry. I always think, but this is low carb.
Oh god, then you made me gag.
It's so strong.
Oh jeez, Louise.
Ellie's
probably put tobacco in your spliffs.
Right.
Okay.
Is it my last one?
It is.
Okay. Now I'm going to say. Well, I. My last one actually would have been a crisp that hasn't been made for, I think, 32 years.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. Marks and Spencer, when I was a child, used to do fish and chip flavoured crisps.
Oh, wow.
So a bit like the fish and chip little crackers, but on really delicious crisps. And they came in a bag, and also in the six pack was a ketchup flavour, which was also amazing.
I love ketchup
flavours.
And I think a burger flavour, which was the least good. And my mum sent me to Marks and Spencer's in Peckham.
Yes.
Obviously the finest of all the branches in the country.
High quality.
And yeah, that would be a really special treat that we had. We couldn't afford to buy anything else in Marks and Spencer's, but we would have the crisps and the fish and chips one. Oh my god, they're
amazing.
What
was it? Were you getting a salt and vinegar flavour, or were you just getting kind of a prawn cocktail-y thing?
It wasn't salt and salt and vinegar though.
But there was it like the essence of a fish and chip shop?
It tasted like the batter. It tasted actual fish and chip batter rather than just salt and vinegar. And I can still remember the taste 30 years later, and I think I might cry.
Ellie!
Well, we didn't want to mention anything until this point, but we've had a look on the internet and we have managed to source you.
And they're here tonight, as Ellie would say.
Yes. So anyway, I couldn't nominate that one because it's died many years ago.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, what else were like? And this is another crisp that, again, I remember from childhood and still occasionally eat today. Again, quite acidic. It's pickled onion Monster Munch.
Praise ye.
I'm not saying it's original choice.
Hey. It's not an original choice. It's a very popular choice.
Yes.
Right. Not the crazy first. Popular.
Oh, really? Who else has done it?
I put these in.
Sam put them in.
Yep.
Ed put them in, didn't he?
Can't remember. I think, you put the beef ones in.
No, Jay put the beef ones in.
Jay put the beef
ones in. I nearly went for the beef.
Oh, no.
But they do leave that oily film in your mouth.
Yeah.
Which is why
yum.
Crack them open.
Come on now. These are, again, a very good hangover food. I reckon a cold can of Coke and a lobster munch do... Yeah.
Treat your crisp like you treat your woman.
What's that?
Start at the bottom. I've never said that before in my life.
Give it a go tonight. Why don't you give it a go tonight?
I've never said that before in my entire life.
You look slightly embarrassed when you said
that. I did, because it popped in my head and I had to say it. And then I was like, well.
Did you see there was a letter in. There was a letter in Viz once. This probably be too much. You might have to cut this out. There's a letter in Viz once. It said, Dear Viz, this is the order in which I would do the popular actress and singer Samantha Mumba. Arse, badge, mouth, badge, mouth, arse, mouth, badge, arse, mouth. What would the rest of your readers? In what order would the rest of your readers? like to do Samantha Mumba. Oh.
Samantha Mumba.
Samantha Mumba.
Oh,
I saw Samantha Mumba on a
being
float.
Done at the arse.
Not on a float in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day. She went past me on a float.
And everyone was around her was going,
That's a less good anecdote, just so you know.
I know. But I was just saying, I didn't feel like, you know, violating her as she went past. I just thought, that's a nice lady.
Seems like a nice lady. But, right.
Oh, let's go in.
Now they've shrunk. We've probably talked about this, haven't we? They used to be much bigger.
Really?
Did they, or were we just smaller?
Mm. Oh.
So I was trying to figure out. I think they were released in 76, something like that. Let's have a look.
Fact check out.
77. And Smith's had them, and then Walker's bought them out.
Oh. Wow.
In 2005, and in 2008 they relaunched them as like the original big Monster Munch ones.
Thank you, Richard Osman. That's very good.
So this is them?
This is the
original size.
Original size, allegedly.
Is it really?
I tell you what, you can't go wrong, can you?
Do you put them on your fingers? Because they've got a very fingering.
You're obsessed with fingering.
I know I am.
You know, I'm sort of regretting my choice.
Really?
There's not enough flavour on them. They're a bit bland.
No, compared to the disco.
This is a great bag.
I reckon this is a bit light. I reckon this is not.
It's a bad bag. Yeah.
And to be fair, we have just burnt off all our taste buds by licking discos.
Yes.
So it is. Yeah.
The problem with Monster Munch is you need to have so much flavour on them because their texture goes so bad after a while. It just turns into the most kind of clanky.
Yeah, stuck in your teeth.
Yeah. Oh, in between your teeth, like no.
Yeah. It goes right to the molars, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. We need like a palate cleanser again with the discos. This is like having a Chateau Neuf de Pape after you've had a Lucozade original. It's just not. Mm-hmm.
You need a crisp that acts as a palate cleanser.
Like a ready salted palate cleanser.
Like a little old chaser.
The old lime.
Get a lime on there.
Yes, I think that's like a little mousse.
Of course, tortillas have the same thing. They just find every gap and grab between your teeth.
You should give out what are they called, toothpicks on this podcast.
Just should.
I really think that was a good idea. I mean, you know, I'm serious. It'd be a nice addition.
You sound very serious.
I do, because I'm struggling.
You made a note.
Oh, good. Wow.
Did you say branded toothpicks?
Oh, yeah.
That's quite niche.
Are you going to whittle these, are you, on the
self-whittle.
Island?
Self-whittle. Self-whittle, yeah.
You've got plenty of time on your hands.
I'm a micro-whittler. I'm a micro-whittle.
You know, I stumbled across, when I had the internet, back in old Blighty, a Monster Munch party, right? And what they do is, this is their blurb, take one of the biggest cannons in the country, add 10 boxes of Monster Munch, and let the party commence.
Sounds amazing.
Do cannons?
Just blow.
They're just, you know, the big, like, kind of...
Oh, like T-shirt cannons?
Yeah, yeah.
But crisps cannons?
Crisps. They'll turn up, if you're having a party, they'll turn up and go, Monster Munch, you're on me.
And just shoot bags or shoot individual...
Shoot. Like, you fill it up with 10 boxes worth of Monster
That's
Munch.
That's just fucking mess.
But
no,
they'll be in the bags.
They'll be in the bags.
You just hand them out.
Why do you need a cannon? You just throw them at people.
Oh, it wouldn't be much of a party then, would it? You just sat there giving out Monster Munch.
I don't know.
A party's a party when you're firing stuff out of cannons.
Oh.
Would you not say? I can't believe it.
I've clearly never been in a real war.
I know you wanted more of a response to that, but I mean, I feel it would be more exciting if they emptied the 10, like the actual, all the packets in, and it shot, like...
Raw? Naked.
I like naked. Naked Monster Munch at people.
Yeah.
Because then you'd be like, that'd be quite interesting.
It's just like the new phone party, you know, the 90s, but like crisp.
Monster Munch sashimi.
Yeah. Phone parties were, I only ever went to one, I didn't go in the phone because no one liked me. And, but they were crazy because what would happen is that the phone would fill up, the dance floor would just be covered in broken glass.
They were terrible.
And at some point, someone would go over on their heels, disappear into the phone, and cover up just like, just cut to pieces.
I was once at a phone party on like this balcony bit, and I just got a bit carried away with it, thinking the phone, like, well, I'm gonna jump on a phone. The thing's like 8 foot deep.
You jumped off the balcony?
I jumped off the balcony face first. Thinking, hey! And landed in the broken glass.
Bad time. Sorry I brought it up.
You misjudged that phone so much.
So much. And then he drowned in it. Oh, it wasn't a good day.
You can't breathe it.
No.
Sorry,
never having
the mood
a
down.
Bubble bath again.
No.
It's terrifying.
You are quite accident prone. Aren't you?
Yeah.
How many?
I mean, how many? Oh God.
How many times have you broken your arms?
This one, maybe three. This one, maybe. No, this one, four.
This one, 3.
Jesus.
Doing what?
All manner of stupidity. Like jumping into foam pits.
Didn't you go mountain biking?
Oh, that was a
bad
one.
And you were going down, and it was such a force on your wrist that you just broke your wrist.
I fell off the bike going down a really steep hill and went over the top of it.
The hill or the bike?
The bike. So it was a hill like that, like a very steep gradient. And then the wheel got caught, so the bike started going up like this. So I just fell.
Oh, Jesus
And put my hand out, and then she went, ugh. And it was not looking good. Oh. It was pointing the wrong direction.
Oh, no. But it wasn't dangling. You didn't have a dangling
hand. No, it was just pointing that way. And I said to my mate, I was going, bro, this doesn't look good, does it? And she goes, no. No, it does not.
No, bro.
Did you have to go to hospital after you played poker that time?
Yeah.
You fell into a stationary car.
And then slid down the bonnet. Span round and fell on my head.
Oh, yikes.
So, we've had our choices. I take it no one's going to swap in the
Nepalese fireballs.
No, I quite like them. They weren't my least favourite, but they're not. They're not quite good.
So, Sam,
I
have a question.
All right.
As our debutante duo, are we going to allow them 6 bags of crisps, or do they come Do they come as one?
Having been in a double act, I know that you are essentially half of a person each.
Yeah.
And that's why you're in a double act.
Yeah.
So I don't see why I don't see why 2 half people should get full quota. I think you come to this island, you are as one.
Oh man.
So okay.
I think you're being sexist. I think it's because we're women. But anyway,
you say that about everything.
I know.
It's funny you say that because that was our original reason.
What do you mean you don't want to have sex with me? Is it because I'm a woman?
Okay, so what you're saying is we're going to have 3.
Between you, you have to decide
on
your 3.
One of us will have 2 choices, though.
There you go, but that's the test. That's the test of the double act. That's the test of the double act.
Right, so between us, we take 3 crisps.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. I'm going to say, I think there's one that we can agree on, and then we pick one each. Oh, yeah. No, not that one.
What?
Oh, my God.
All right, so which one are we going to agree on?
I would have thought lime Doritos, because we both love a dip.
Yes, we do love a dip. Because we're modern women.
We like a tortilla, we like a salsa.
Yeah, all right, so let's say Doritos, locked in.
That's locked in.
Number one.
Okay. And do you know what this says? We are going to give you a dip.
Ooh.
So now maybe is a good time to decide, what's that dip going to be?
Mm.
Oh, I thought you were actually going to give us a dip.
That's what we do. We buy all the dips available to man and then wait to see which one you choose. And I just pull that out of my arsehole.
Oh, what a lovely present. Arse dip. Oh. Good.
I've slipped my dip, mother.
Now, we used to eat a lot of hummus early on in the podcast. Then we realised that neither of us really liked it. We were just showing off, pretending to be more middle class to each other than we actually are. We like a baba ganoush, don't we?
I love a baba ganoush.
Yeah.
Or a tamra masala tata.
Tamra masala tata, yes. We like that. Tzatziki, you like.
I do like a tzatziki.
I don't like it as much.
Something garlicky.
Oh, no.
All right. I don't really know her.
So I would nominate a salsa.
A salsa.
Like a fresh salsa.
Yes.
Or like a Sainsbury's, like bog standard cheese and chive with the little tiny lumps of cheese.
Oh, yes, you know I love that.
I know you like that. Or the
best
dip, my absolute favourite dip in the world, which I actually had for dinner last night after I got drunk with you.
Yeah.
I had lime Doritos and this dip, which is Waitrose basil and pecorino dip with whole pine nuts.
Oh,
that's fucking awesome.
I shit you not.
That is
That's bordering on pasta sauce too.
Yeah.
I think you've forgotten one of our favourite though. Guacamole.
Guac. I hate when people abbreviate it. Hey, is anyone going to bring some guac?
No.
guys, let's not bring
those
people.
Have those people killed?
Shop-bought guac is always
guac.
Horrible as well.
All right,
what do you think?
I reckon a freshly made salsa.
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 You don't like it very spicy, though. I like it. I like a ring stinger.
I think that's all right. I reckon medium to going to hot.
You can pick the chilies out.
What's that?
You can pick the chilies out.
They're all chopped up. They absorb, the tomato absorbs.
Who's got the time?
Us. Oh, well, like a finely chopped red onion with a coriander and a twist of lime in there.
What about that one I make for the barbecue? The Thomasina Myers roast jalapenos.
Yes.
With roast tomatoes and finely chopped onion and fresh coriander.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Done.
All right. We took a long time to get there,
that's dedication.
I
went out with someone who called them jalapenos, and that was pretty much why we are. I can literally track the moment where she said, "Oh, I love jalapenos." I was like,
Oh my God.
See ya.
Don't go out with her. Don't phone with double out with her. What was it the other day? You said, oh, I've got a headache. Have you got any anodyne? What?
She nearly slapped me in the face. I was like, anodyne, you know, anodyne.
And she's like, get out.
I used to work in a pub where we had a pizza called an Arrabbiata. And this American guy came and went, yeah, I'll take the radiator. That's my favourite mispronunciation ever. I'll take the radiator.
Sounds like a fancy home heating solution.
Yeah,
the radiator.
My best one ever is when we were talking about something like difficult and you were like, oh, it's just a minefield, isn't it? I was like, what? Like, a field full of mines? And you went, isn't that what it is? And I was like, no, mate, my minefield. And you were like, oh,
Lord.
That makes more sense.
I can see how you get to minefield, though.
Yeah, because it's like...
Of course you can, yeah.
It's a field in your mind. It's like, yes, yeah. A mine.
No, I'm thinking about it. I'm going, no, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. No, anyway... Okay, so we're going to have Ellie's spicy salsa.
Yeah. Yes.
And then we still haven't decided on the last two. Chris, I think people are losing the will to live.
Yes.
Okay, you choose one and I choose one and then that's
it's got
done.
To be Salt Meaning a Discos, please.
Okay, and I would say Cheezels because because they're fun and you can put them on your fingers. They're like a game.
But so they're pollutants. That's like, you know.
No, but
it's a big
turn the island into Shanghai.
Oh, no, it's great.
Cheesy orange smog.
Oh.
I think they're good. I think that's a great choice.
I stand by the Cheezels.
Oh, well, you eat them then.
I will, and I'll be happy.
And then you also get a soft drink of your choosings. It comes as Diet Coke as standard.
If you can't be bothered to choose, you just get a Diet Coke lumped in. And it's never ending.
Oh.
Never ending.
Oh, so we're having a real soft party. Drink.
Do we get one each?
No.
Oh. What about
No, you don't. You don't.
Can I have a Rio?
You're going to have to discuss this with your
that's
other half.
That's bullshit.
Rio's a fucking good choice, though.
Rio's a good choice for Chris.
Rio's Rio is all right. It's refreshing. But you don't want to drink Rio for the rest of your life.
What would you prefer? Cheese,
there is only one drink you can drink forever and ever and ever, and that drink is Coca-Cola.
But you can get Diet Coke
anyway.
Please
ask Tom what he chose as his.
What did you choose?
We don't talk about that.
Come on.
I was under pressure. I didn't know, so I went for fizzy water.
Gala!
No! I quite like a
fizzy water.
What it is, I'd given up fizzy drinks for a while,
yes.
And I'd replaced them with fizzy water.
So you'd psychologically told yourself, this is better.
I do exactly
the
same.
Time.
Exactly.
So I became like addicted to fizzy water instead of Coca-Cola. I was like, I got myself a soda stream. And everything.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
People love it.
But I'm regretting it. Because now I'm back on the old DCs, you see. So
Can I have an Australian one? It's called Passiona.
You can.
Yes! It's a passion fruit-based fizz, and it tastes a bit like Rio, but really fizzy.
So like the Rubicon passion fruit thing?
I don't know what you're saying.
The shops. Oh, yes, the South East London thing.
Okay.
All right, can I have Lucozade Original?
Oh, do you know what? I was addicted to that for a while.
I was, in deep.
I can't drink it now, though. It sends me insane. Oh, my Lord.
Can we reach compromise?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Lilt.
Blue Powerade.
Lilt! Yes! Because Lilt got us through our pregnancies.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right, done.
Fantastic
done.
Choice.
Yes,
fruity.
We pissed Lilt for 9 months.
Oh, we did.
Happy times.
Oh, good days.
That's great. Glorious. So you've got spicy dip, you've got lime Doritos, you've got...
Cheezels. Fingerlicious fun.
Salt Vinegar Discos.
Good. Lickety fun. Good.
Lilt was Lilt, wasn't it?
It was Lilt.
Lilt.
Fantastic.
Are we allowed to plug our wares to people on the island?
Well, part of coming to terms with being on this island forever and having to say goodbye to your old life is we allow you to transition by pretending you can still promote things you were doing back in your old life.
Oh, it's our legacy. It's our legacy.
Yeah. So go, as if these things are going to happen.
Okay, so if we're back in the old country, if we're back in London, say, we could talk about our podcast.
Yes, we do a podcast called Scummy Mummies, which I've fear is not as good as this one. I just had the best time.
Not enough said about
not
snakes.
Enough crisps.
No.
It's us ostensibly about parenting, but most of the time it isn't. It's just us getting drunk with sometimes strangers, sometimes celebrities.
Yes.
And talking filth.
Yeah.
So that's good fun. We've got a book which is still in print,
it's
called
Scummy Mummies, and it's available from Amazon and other places that sell books.
When we have a guest on, right? When we have a guest on who's written a book, which we have quite a lot, we have these great people, and we talked to them for an hour about their amazing novels, yes, self-help book, whatever, and then she goes, and where can people buy your book? As if, like... As if it's some niche, they've published it themselves, they're just selling it out of their house.
Depends where you are in the country, I suppose.
I do it in my concerned, serious voice too.
Yes.
Yes, so we've got that. And then we also, we when we were back in England, we used to tour the country, and we're still doing that, apparently, in our own heads.
That's some big bloody venues as well.
Fucking, we just sold out, before we ended up in this shithole, a 500-seater theatre in Norwich.
Yeah, and now it's going to be a memorial service, presumably.
Yeah, that's it. There'll be women just weeping and drinking champagne out of their own shoes. I don't know.
They'll all still attend.
Yeah. I've seen a film like that.
Have you?
Yeah, on the inter- oh, no, you don't want to know.
Don't talk about porn, you know, it makes me all funny.
Oh, don't.
There's no porn on this island, is there? Then I'll stay.
Only the stuff that me and Thomas started making.
Yes, ma'am.
It's crude etchings at the moment. But, yes.
Sounds like Gilligan's Island.
I'm going to do a cave painting of Samantha Mumba.
Just with some arrows.
Just letters. A, B, M, V, M, A.
Fig one.
I'm still licking the disco.
That's it.
Yeah. So follow us at Scummy Mummies on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. All that jazz.
All that sort of stuff. And we'll probably be coming to a town near you.
Yeah. Scummymummies.com for dates and tickets.
That's right.
We should do our own crisps.
We should. Yeah. What would they taste of?
Scum.
Cheap Prosecco and fag ash. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Can I suggest we wrap things up by sucking on a disco?
I'm going to suck a disco like a madman.
Grab a disco.
I'm going to lick my own barbecue.
Okay. That is the worst euphemism. That's the most disgusting euphemism. Mm. Oh, man, if I don't pull a fella, I'm going to have to lick my own barbecue, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Scummy Mummies, and thank you so much for listening to Desert Island Crisps. Please find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Desert Crisps. Special thank you, as always, to producer Adam Loveday Brown, editor Mikey Loveday, Ollie Kilby for the art, and Phil Surtees for the music. Catch you next time. We'll be here, always.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.